Today's daf is a Varzara daf Yud. Haryos daf Yud, I'm sorry. Haryos daf Yud. And we continue with the third parak of Mesechta Haryos, the last couple of dafim in the Mesechta, in the Seder, before we get to Mesechta Zvachim in a couple of days. Okay, first we continue with Haryos, third parak, bottom of Tes Amibes. Mishnah says, Koy Mashiach Shechata, as we started last week, the second and third parak start talking about not only the first carbon discussed in the Masechta, Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, we start talking about the other two carbonas discussed, and that is, number one, number two is the Par of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol does certain Averos also with the Halam Davar, as we discussed on Friday, so he has to bring carbonos, and also the carbon of the melech, as we'll see, called the nasi in the Torah. So, kohen mashiach shachata, v'yakach avar mimishichusa. What if a kohen gadol sinned, and then he was removed from his position? Avar mimishichusa. What does that mean? The Rambam says here, either he got old, or he developed a mum kavua, he couldn't do the avoda anymore. The Ravid in his commentary on Torah's Kohanim says, they removed him. Husar. They removed it because he was doing something wrong. So the Chazanish says, why didn't the Rambam say that? The Rambam must think that if they removed him, then for sure no vestige of the Kedusha remains. The only time when, as we're going to see, the vestige of the Kedusha remains is if he got removed because of some other problem that he had. He got old, or he got a mum. But if he would have been removed, that bedafka, so maybe these halachas wouldn't apply. That's the Chazanish's suggestion, why the Rambam does not give that case. Anyway, so the Mishnah says, if a Kohen Gadol sinned, and then he was removed, v'chei nasi shechad, v'yakach avar migdula, so also a king sinned, and then he became no longer the king. So what's the halacha? Which carbon do you bring, if any? So Kohen Mashiach may be par, v'anasi may be seir. The Mishnah says, you go by the shas achet. Whatever, because of the Shas Achet, they were chayiv, the karbanos that were miyuchad for the Kohen Gadol and the king, so that's what you bring, even though they didn't bring it until they were a hediot again. But what about the other case? Mashiach shavar mivshichusa v'yachkachata. What if the Kohen Gadol first was no longer a Kohen Gadol, and then he sinned? V'chein anasi shavar migdulasa v'yachkachata. Or a king that first became no longer a king, and then he sinned. So there, Kohen Mashiach may be par. The Kohen Gadol still brings a par. The Kohen Gadol, even though he sinned after he was no longer a Kohen Gadol, he still brings the carbon of a Kohen Gadol. But the king is Kehedyot. Why? So the Rambam explains here in the Pirush Mishnayos that a king, once you're no longer a king, you're no longer a king. Once a Kohen Gadol, that status lasts forever. Says the Rambam, Lafisha Shemin HaMishcha SheNimshach Bo Eino Mevatel Ma'asehu. The Shemin HaMishcha, once you're anointed, it's never Mevutal. It stays forever. Ve'ein Hefrish Beino Ve'ein Kohen Gadol HaMishamesh B'chol HaDvarim Zulasi B'avodah Belvad. We'll see more about this tomorrow as well. The Mishnah is tomorrow. There's no difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, except who does the daily avoda. Who brings the daily carbon of the Kohen Gadol? The Chavite Kohen Gadol is brought every day. But other than that, there is no difference between a Kohen Gadol that's past and present. The status, the Chavo Shem Kohen Gadol, lasts forever, unlike a king. The Turiyevit in Megillah says this Mishnah is the source for the halacha of Malin Bakodesh Veloma Ridin. That's what the Turi Avin quotes our Mishnah, and he says this is the source, right? Because a king, what's a king? A king doesn't have, it's not based on Kedusha. A king is more powerful, it's more of a political leader. So he can lose, but by a Kohen Gadol, it's Kedusha. A Kohen Gadol Meyachav. Yechol Nirli Lefari, says the Turi Avin. Turi Avin is the Shah Gazari's commentary on Mesechus Megillah, and on the other Mesechus in Moed Chagiga, says the Turi Avin. Hilgach Nirli Lefari, the Hagufe, had the Amritar Mashuach Sha'avar, Akati Koi Bikdushaso, who may high time a Gufa, the Malin Bakodish Vlomaridin. And that's why there's a difference. Because when it comes to a Mashuach, it's based on Kedusha. Bishop Kedusha hu, ta karbanu nase b'chutz kishal hedyot, ela gdulaso garmalo l'shano zguf karbanu mishal hedyot. Mashaykin and Melech is not based on Kedusha. That's an important two raven related to Malin Bakodesh, which is a principle that comes up all the time. Why do we put on our talis before we put on our tefillin? Why do we have other halachas? But that is the source. Says the Gemara, Hashta Yishlamar Avamir Mishichusa. Viachachada may be par. If the Mishnah tells me the second case, that even after the Kohen Gadol is no longer a Kohen Gadol, any sins, he brings the special Kohen Gadol carbon. Chata Viachach Avamir Mishichusa Srichala Meymar. So the opposite, of course. If he sinned first, and then he was was no longer Kohen Gadol, so that's obvious. If he brings the special carbon to the Kohen Gadol, even after he's Kohen Gadol, so surely while he's Kohen Gadol, so the Gemara says you're right. Mishum da katani gabi nasi. Since by a nasi it makes a difference. The chiyavar minasi yuso viachga chata kehed yon maisi. Since he a king, if he sins after he's no longer a king, he brings the carbon of an individual. So hakatani gabi mashiach. That's why it also says the case by a Kohen Gadol chata viachachavar maybe par. You're right. That other case is not a chiddush, but it's just to be parallel to the two cases of king. Minani Mili. So what's the source? What's the source for this? We already said the lumdus for it from the Rambam. What's the pasuk? The Tana Rabbanan. The hikriv al chataso. He shall bring on his, for his sin, milame. The words, Rashi explains, the words al chataso are extra. We could have just said vehikriv, because we know the context is brought for an avera. Malamecha, maybe chataso, misha avar. So from those two extra words we learn, even after he's no longer a Kohen Gadol, you still bring this carbon for his sin. For a sin that was beforehand, or a sin that is now, even if he's no longer a Kohen Gadol. Sheyachol, because I would have said, logically, not so. That's why you need the carbon. You need the pasuk. Why? What would I have said? Vahalodinu. I would have said, logically, the other way. Umanasi, shemevi b'shigas maisa. If a king brings a carbon, just for shigas maisa. Remember we said shigas maisa just means regular shogig. You forgot. Shigas Maisa. That means without a decision, a prior decision. That's called Halam Davar. Shigas Maisa just means a regular case of Shogeg. So if a king brings, just because of a Shigas Maisa, Ein Mevi Chataso Misha Avar, and yet even though the king brings a very common carbon, just like an individual, he brings a very carbon, and yet it's limited. He does not bring it if he's no longer a king. So Mashiach she'ein maybe b'shigas ma'isa el al halam davar b'shigas ma'isa. A king, a Kohen Gadol, which we said has the status, a limited status carbon, right? A Kohen Gadol we mentioned based on Mishnayos in the second parak only brings his carbon if he has a halam davar b'shigas ma'isa. We compare the Kohen Gadol's carbon to a par halam davar's carbon, just like a Bez Din has to paskin incorrectly to bring a par halam davar, so to a Kohen Gadol has to paskin incorrectly for himself. That's what the limud that we had last week. So if a king, here's the svara, if a king, which is it's very easy for the king to bring his carbon, all he needs is a shigas maisa, and yet it's limited, he does not bring the carbon if he's already no longer the king. So a Kohen Gadol, which has a very limited carbon, he only bring it with a helam davar, with a different decision, surely it should be limited, and you should not bring it if the Kohen Gadol is no longer a Kohen Gadol. Tamalomar, that's why we need the pasuk. The higriv al chataso, melamecha maybe al chataso, misha avar. That's why you need the pasuk, because otherwise you would have said that logically he should not bring it. Hi, well, how about the other way then? So v'naisi nami nasi b'kal v'chomer. So once we know that the Kohen Gadol does bring it, so why don't we say that a nasi brings it b'kal v'chomer? Oma mashiach she'in maybe b'shigas maisa. If a Kohen Gadol does not bring it with just a shigas maisa, it's a very limited carbon, and yet maybe chatas b'sha'avar, and yet even though he's not a Kohen Gadol anymore, he still brings the carbon. Nasi she'maybe chatas b'shigas maisa. A nasi which brings a carbon with just a shigas maisa, it's a very common carbon. So surely he should also bring it, Misha Avar, even though he's no longer the king. So Tamalomar, Asher Nasi Yecheta. The Pasuk says in Dvar, in Vayikra, the Nasi sins. Kishuhu Nasi in Kishuhu Hedyot Lo, only when he is a Nasi, not when he is a Hedyot. Period. So the Maskan is based on Psukim, but there's definitely a lot of lumdus there, the difference between a past Kohen Gadol and a past king. A king always a king does not always retain his status. Once he's no longer a king, he's called a hedyot. Mashiach Kohen Gadol, that status is retained. Ma'alim b'kodesh. Good. Says the Mishnah. Chatu ad shelo nismanu. So similar cases. V'yachach nismanu. What about the opposite case than the first Mishnah? What if they sinned? What did we speak about in the first Mishnah? They sinned while they were a Kohen Gadol melech, and then they're no longer. Right? So which carbon do you bring? We spoke about the other case of if they sinned after they were already removed from the position. Now the third case. What if they sinned and then they became these positions? So if a Kohen sinned and then he became Kohen Gadol. If a Het Yod sinned and then he became the Melech. Hare elu k'het yotos. So they are treated like Het Yotos. The Tanna Kamma says, you go by Shas HaChet. And just like Shas HaChet in the previous Mishnah, you brought like the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. Here the opposite. Here you go by Shas HaChet and therefore they bring like Het Yotos. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, and Rashi says Reb Shimon would argue on the previous Mishnah too. Reb Shimon says, it's a double requirement. Im no delahem ad shelo nismanu chayavim. If they found out about their sin before they became appointed, and they just didn't get to bring the carbon until they're appointed, then fine. Then you're chayav like a hedyot, or chayav like a melech. Umisha nismanu peturin. But if they sinned, and then they became kohen gadol melech, and then they found out about it, peturin. Reb Shimon says a patal lagamre. Why? Because Reb Shimon's requirement is you need chet chet and yediyah at the same time. Chet and yediyah before or during or after. If you have them split up, so then they're not in the parsha of a regular individual, and they're not in the parsha of their own, their unique parsha, and therefore they would be pater mikarbon totally. Ezel nasi. By the way, we've been speaking about, says the Mishnah, about the carbon of a nasi throughout these psukim, but it never uses the word melech in the Torah. It only uses the word nasi. So we've been assuming it means melech. How do you know that a nasi means melech? So ze melech shenemar, because the pasuk says there mikol mitzvos Hashem alakav, if he does any violates any of the mitzvos of Hashem his God she'ein al gabav ela Hashem alakav. We darshe, what do you mean Hashem alakav? Hashem is God. The only one above this person is Hashem alakav, right? And therefore it's the king who has elastic power. We mentioned in the past the Drashas Aran. The Aran says this is why. Because Ein Alav Gabav El Hashem Alokav, that is why the king has a separate Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa to have an extra Torah. To have an extra Torah, not just to have the one, the Mitzvah Taryag, the 613th Mitzvah in the Torah, Kisvah Lachem Zashira Zos, for every person, every Jew to have their own, to write their own Torah, but also the king has to have his own Torah that goes with him all the time. Why? Because he has such elastic power, because he could do whatever he wants. He could make a highway in my backyard. He could take my car if he wants. So it might go to his head. So the Torah has limitations, or requirements. He always has the Torah with him, so he always remembers that there is Hashem Alakav above him. Ein Alav El Hashem Alakav, you gotta remember that there is Hashem Alakav above you, and therefore, what must have been? Maybe that's also part of the crown. Maybe the crown isn't only to show that he's royalty, but just like we know the yarmulke is Yare Malka, to always fear the king, that's why we have a yarmulke, so maybe that's what the crown also is, that he needs an extra reminder that even though the crown doesn't cover him in the middle, I think it's only around the sides, but still, he'll feel it on his head and he'll remember. Okay.
So the actual Nasi in the Midbar wouldn't qualify.
Correct. The actual Nasiim would not qualify, as we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara will say that Beferish. But that is, it's only the actual Melech, but not the, what we call Nasiim. Minani Mili, how do you know this, the first part of the Mishnah, that they bring like a Hedyot, if they sinned earlier, the Tanur Rabbanan, Ima Koina Mashiach Yechta, Prat Lekodmos. We exclude Kodmos. We exclude sins from beforehand, because there he brings like a hedyot. Follow dinu, because again, I might have said logically the other way. Ma nasi shemevi b'shigas maisa. If a king, which is a very flexible, common carbon, all he needs is shigas maisa. He just has to forget himself for a minute. Ein mevi al kodmos. A king doesn't bring on kodmos if he said before he became king. So mashiach shein mevi el al helam davar im shigas maisa. So kohen gadol, who has a very limited carbon, who only brings if he paskined it correctly for himself with a shigas maisa. So he surely should not bring on kodmos. So here the Gemara is saying you don't need the pasuk. Don't you know it from logic? So the Gemara answers, "Lo, no, you might not have said that. Why? Imamar to benasi by a king, you would have said he doesn't bring on kodmos. Why? Shekein ein mi chataso misha avar. Because we learned in the previous Mishnah, he doesn't bring the karban if he's no longer a king. So if he's no longer a king, he doesn't bring the karban. So maybe he doesn't bring the karban if he's not yet a king. Tomar ben Mashiach." Unlike a Kohen Gadol, maybe Chatas Misha Avar. The Kohen Gadol brings a carbon for the sin that he did when he was Kohen Gadol, and now he's no longer a Kohen Gadol. He brings the carbon Kohen Gadol. So, Holo, maybe Chatas Misha Avar, since he brings the carbon even though he's no longer a Kohen Gadol, Yavi Ala Kodmos. I might think also that he brings the Kohen Gadol's carbon on a chet that he did before he was Kohen Gadol. right? Because you see, it's more flexible. Tamalomar Hamashiach Yechata Chata Kshu Mashiach Mevi Kshu Hedyot Eino Mevi. So a special drasha that he only brings when he is a he brings a carbon of the Kohen Gadol if he sinned while he was a Kohen Gadol and he's no longer, because then the status lingers. But if it's a chet before he was Kohen Gadol, then he does not bring the carbon of the Kohen Gadol. V'tanya mi gabi nasi ki agavna. We have a similar discussion by the nasi, by the king. Asher nasi yechta prat l'kodmos. A king also does not bring a carbon based on sins that he did before. V'halo dinu. Also, logically, we would have said otherwise. Uma Mashiach, shemevi chata so misha avar. If a Kohen Gadol, who brings a carbon for what he did when he was a Kohen Gadol, even though he's no longer a Kohen Gadol, eino maybe ala kodmos, and yet the Kohen Gadol does not bring on kodmos, so nasi shemevi chata so misha avar, king who does not bring on sins that he did while he was still a melech, and now he's no longer a melech. Surely he should bring a kodma. So again, what do you need the pasuk for? You would have said this even without a pasuk. So Gemara says maybe not. You would have distinguished. A Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a shigas maisa. So that's why his carbon is limited. Tomar binasi should maybe be shigas maisa. But a king brings with just a shigas maisa, just like a regular case of forgetting. Hol, maybe shigas maisa. So yavi alakod moso. Just like he brings a shigas maisa, it's more flexible, common carbon. So maybe he should bring on kodmos as well. Tamalomar asher nasi yechata shechata v'hari hu nasi v'lo shechata v'odehu hedyot. Only if he only brings from when he was a nasi, and not if he sinned when he was a hedyot. Period. Okay. End of that discussion. So now we have a little bit of agadata. There's going to be some agadatas now in the rest of the mesechta, but now we have a little bit. Tanu Rabbanan. Asher nasi yechta. Pasuk says, again, in Parshas Vayikra, remember Perek Dalid? Perek Aleph is all about Karban Ola, Perek Bez is about Karban Mincha, Perek Gimel is about Karban Shlamim, and Perek Dalet is about Karban Chatas. Remember, very orderly, at Beis Hashem we'll start discussing on Friday, the orderliness of Sefer Vayikra and Seder Kachim in Bichlal, as we'll get to. So the pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yechta, in Perek Dalet there, that the Nasi sins. Yochel Gzeira, you might think that he has to sin. He has to sin. Why? Because if you look in the parshias there, it's all the parshias start off with the word im. Im, if the Kohen Gadol sins, if the Tzibur sins, if an individual sins. And there's no word im by the case of Nasi. It just says that Asher usually means that the Nasi sins. So Yochel Gzeira, you might think Asher is saying exactly what's going to happen in the future. It's decreed that he's going to sin. Tamalomar im HaKohen HaMashiach Yechata. But it says by Kohen Gadol that there's an im. So Malahalan l'kashiyachta, afkan l'kashiyachta. So we say, no, it's not a Gzeira, it's only an im. It's an if, so why doesn't it say im? So we'll have to see that in the Gemara. Amar Mar, but now we quote this. Yochel Gzeira, Gzeira, Mehechatesi. What's the Hava mean even? So we have a drasha that says, now, what's the Hava mean to say that this is a Gzeira? So the Gemara says, in, Amri, in, Ashukhan. You do find sometimes that Hashem foreshadows and tells us in the Torah that something negative is going to happen. Right? You do see that. We're going to quote a pasuk for that. In Ashkel, let's read this verse. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, by Nige Batim. Remember we said Nige Saras. When Asadi Nige Saras, Bevei Zeres Achuz Aschem, Hashem says that I will put Saras on your houses. Besorehi Lahem Shenigayim Baimalim, Divrei Behuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, look, it's a negative, it's a besora ra'a. That's in the future. Okay, yes, Rashi quotes on the Torah, Vinasati, it's a matana, because there's gonna be treasures in there that the Moriam hid, and therefore you're gonna break it down. But Pashas Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that. Rabbi Yehuda here says that it's a negative, you're gonna get negayim, you have to break down your houses. So there too, you see that it's a besora ra'a. So all the mafarshim ask, there's a big difference. A house doesn't have bechira chashas. Right, maybe a house, Hashem can say a besora ra'a is going to come to a house because the house doesn't have bechira, but a person's going to have bechira. So they say that no, the answer is because the nigei batim only come from people's actions. It's not like a house does anything wrong. Hashem starts with nigam on the house and then gets closer to the nigam on the clothing and then the nigam on the goof. This is one of the three things that we said on Friday. Yeah, one of the three things that also never happened was machlokas. Machlokas, whether the betzara mora, and nigei batim, and any rani dachas. Right, this is also one of the three. So says the where it says yes. So you see, there is a possibility that Hashem will give such a gzera. I saw in the some of the achronim discussed here in the Biurei Adav quoted that maybe it's dafka, the havamina here, an individual obviously has full bechira chavshus. A nasi, also they have bechira chavshus, but maybe Hashem orchestrates what happens to kings in terms of what he thinks for the generation. As we know, Lev Malachim Biyad Hashem. And what leaders do, sometimes they seem to be doing things that make no sense, that don't follow exactly what they should be doing. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a little more of a hand in what leaders do. So that's what the Magen Giborim suggests, that Bada like Gabi Adam Stam Lo Yitachein. But Gabi Anasi, maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu has a little more involvement. Or another way to say, what, a Nasi for sure is going to sin? How can you say Nasi is going to sin? So it's a thought I mentioned in the past a number of times based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Gemara and Sanhedrin says, Daf Kuf Aleph, that the Rabbi Lezer was sick. Kshachalu Rabbi Lezer, Nekrosu Arbazu Kenim Lavakro. We know Rabbi Lezer was sick, so four of his Talmidim came in to visit him, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Akiva. And they all start saying, Oy vey, he's on his deathbed, they're very upset. And Rabbi Akiva says to him, there's no great tzaddik that's in the world that doesn't sin. So Rabbi Lezer says, oh yeah, thanks for cheering me up. Right? It's a great thing to say when somebody's on their deathbed dying. You say, oh, of course, it's because of sins. So Rabbi Akiva had answered, Limatana Rabbeinu and tzaddik ba'aretz, yasatov lo yachta. So what exactly was Rabbi Akiva, number one, what was Rabbi Akiva doing? He wasn't cheering him up. Number two, he says, Limatanu Rabbeinu, Rabbi, you taught us, ain't tzaddik ba'aretz, yasatov lo yachta. You taught us. What do you mean you taught us? It's a pasuk. It's just a v'haksiv. Second pasuk. Third question, and that is a question of Rabbi Alan Schwartz. He told me this years and years ago. He said over this Dvar Torah. So he says, third question. We know the Gemara says in Shabbos and in Baba Basra, there are four people that never sinned. Four people that never sinned. Yishai, Binyamin, Kilav, and Amram. Four people that never sinned. So maybe Rabbi Lezer was one of those four people. How can you say? And Tzadik Ba'or says, Yasatov Aliyachta. So says, the answer to all the questions is, they have to be medayik. There's one word in this pasuk in Kohelet. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasatov lo yachta. What does that mean? If somebody is changing the world, if somebody is a gadol hador that's involved in the world, it's impossible he's going to be perfect. It's impossible. Everybody, sometimes people get offended for no reason. People, ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasatov lo yachta. Those four people never sinned, but you know what? Those four people, the common denominator between them all, is that they're very close to a person who changed Jewish history. Binyamin and Yosef, Amram and Moshe, Kilav and Shlomo, Yishai and David. Those four people never sinned, you're right, but those weren't the Gedolei Ador. The Gedolei Ador, the people that we remember in history more than them, were the people that were next to them that weren't perfect, that did sin. Ein tzadik ba'aretz. It doesn't chas v'shalom give an excuse, but it's ein tzadik ba'aretz. That's what Rabbi Kiba was telling his Rebbe. Rebbe, you changed the world. So obviously everybody has chataim. Everybody has chataim. And that's why he says, Limontana Rabbeinu, you taught us this drasha. It's not just a pasuk. You taught us how to darshan and how to be medayik in the pasuk. So maybe here too, the Nasi we're talking about. Asher Nasi Yachta. Because if he's a good king, if he's a proper king, he's going to have changed the world. And that's why, maybe, it's not that of course he has Bechira Chashis, but it's still a gzera. Still a gzera, because if he's an appropriate king, he's not going to be perfect. So that's maybe another possibility how to fit in what this Gemara means. Continuing. So that's what the Gemara says. There is a gzera. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Prat l'nige onsen. This pasuk of nige batim, is another drasha, is excluding nige onsen. What does that mean? Nigoim that came from a different source. Rashi says, nigoim that came through a shade. Those Nagam are not Tommy. Only Nagam that come from Hashem. If you can figure out if it came from Hashem. But if Nagam that come from evil forces, how do you tell the difference? We'll have to see. So those are not Matami. So the Gemara says, Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda Besora. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's a Besora, that it could come, the Nigei Batim. So Chanami, Eim, Gzerahi. So therefore here too, Hilkach Siv Im. That's why it has to say the word Im in the other part. Should tell me that they are really, Im is put here too. Because you would have said it's a Besora. Period. Ulu Rabbi Shimon, Nige Onsen, Milo Mitzmu. One second. According to Rabbi Shimon, Nige Onsen are not Mitame. Vahatanya, Adam Kihiye, Min HaDibur Ve'elach. We have a drasha, Adam Kihiye, the beginning of the parsha starts off in Mitzorah. Kihiye, in Tazriya Mitzorah. Kihiye, when he will have Tzara'as, we darshan from there, Min HaDibur Ve'elach. Only Tzara'as that a person got after Har Sinai is metame. But nega'im that were there from before, three lines from the bottom in Rashi, in the first column, osa nega'im she'iru lifnei hadibur, ein metame l'achar hadibur. Somebody got tzaras before Har Sinai, so those do not carry tuma after Har Sinai. And the Gemara says, v'halo dinu. Because you would have said it's a comparison. A T may be zav, a T may be negoyim. There's a tuma of a zav, you know, tuma ziva. If a man or a woman have an emission not at the normal time, that's considered ziva. And there's tuma if you see once, twice, three times. So if you tell me by negoyim, and there's tuma by negoyim. Ma zav, just like the parasha of zav discussed at the end of Mitzora, min adibur ve'elach only starts after the dibur. If somebody was a zav beforehand, it doesn't count. Af negoyim min adibur ve'elach. So to negoyim, you would have said only from the dibur and on. So Gemara says, lo, maybe not. Imarite bezav, shekin e metame ba'ones. No, a zav, we know a male, zav, male, is not metame ba'ones. If there's an external force, the first Mishnayis and zavim talk about this. If a zav becomes a zav because he ate something spicy, or he did some exercise, and that for somehow made him be a zav, so it's not metame. Tomar ben negoim, she metame ba'ones. Unlike tsara'as, it is metame ba'ones. Let's say Rashi says, if somebody gets saras because he got a wound, or because he got a burn, that is metame ba'ones. So tamo lomar adam ki yeh min adibur ve'elach. That's why you need the pasuk to tell me that, even though it's different, you can't compare it to a zav, so you might have said it's metame even min adibur ve'elach, from before Har Sinai. That's why you need the pasuk. But what do you see from that discussion? Along the way, that saras spots are tame even if they come ba'ones. So, kasha on Reb Shimon. So answers the Gemara, no. Rav Amar, you can have a different exclusion. Prat l'negei ruchos. Rav Papa Amar, prat l'negei kshafim. No. You're right, ones. A negam that come from a sickness, or something, an ones like that, or a burn, so those are metame. The ones that are not metame are those that come from ruchos, or from shedim, or from magic. What's the difference? Says the Ragashavar in the Savras Paneach, that by a nega that comes from a shade, it's not like it's getting better. It's not a regular wound. It got there from the outside. It's only going to go away from magically. The other ones, even if it comes from a wound or from a sickness, those are naturally on your body. You're right. It didn't come from Hashem directly. Okay, maybe it came from Hashem. How do you know if it came from Hashem or not? But maybe because they had a wound there beforehand. But says the Gemara that there's a difference between the shedim ones and the sickness ones. Even though the sickness ones are also ba'ones, but they are natural nega'im, which would get better over time. Period. Kasha that all the Achronim ask on the Gemara. What's the Havamina? How could you have a Nega? That's going to be Tamei from before or after. Weren't all Bnei Israel healed from all of their sicknesses at Har Sinai? So what's the whole Metzius? The Medrash says that we were all healed. Kol Bnei Israel heard. So so what do you say? Oh, so you want to say, oh, the Medrash says that they came back by the Egel. All the sicknesses, as another measure says, came back by the Egel. So maybe you would have thought once they came back that, oh, so now they would still be metame. Kamashlan, that's the chiddush. They're not metame from beforehand, meaning you don't count from beforehand. If it was there beforehand, you don't say it's panim chadashos ba'olakan. You say it was here beforehand, and therefore this nega is not metame. Or they'll have to go to the Kohen and say, no, I got this beforehand. I just got it back now because of the Egel. So that wouldn't be metame. A. Or another answer, the hafla in the panim yafis writes that maybe a pas in Mitzora, Tazri Mitzora, the Hafla is the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. So he writes, maybe another possibility is you're right. It wasn't Lamaisa then, because they were all healed. But it could be Lamaisa in a similar case. Let's say a Goy who converts, Gershon is Gayer, and he had Saras beforehand. Is it Mitzarif? So the answer is no. Based on a Dibur Ve'elach. Once he accepted the Dibur, it would not be Mitami. So that relates to the getting sicknesses beforehand. Viter. Okay, here we go. Turn around about him. Asher nasi yechta, prat l'chole. Asher nasi yechta. So a king, getting back, if a king sins, so he brings certain karbanas, excluding if he's sick. Mishum dehavi l'chole, itchel nisiyusei. One second. Because he's sick, he's no longer a king? What do you mean? Maybe he's just sick. Why shouldn't he be considered a king anymore? Amar Rav Avdimi Barchama, prat l'nasi shenitztara. A nasi that got saras. A king that gets saras loses his level of malchus, because he has to go off by himself, and therefore he's no longer a king. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by the king Uzziah. Uzziahu, the king that the pasuk describes, that Uzziahu in Malachim, he tried to go be a Kohen. He didn't want to. He didn't believe in the separation of church and state. So even though he was the king, he also wanted to be the Kohen. And then he tried to go do the Ketores, and he got Saras. That was the end of him. Hashem gave him Saras. He had Saras until the day he died. He stayed in the Freedom House. The Beis HaChavshis. What's the Freedom House? Rashi and Malachim there says, the King Freedom House is that he set up a house at a cemetery. And they were all free from mitzvahs there. Mitzvahs Chavshim and a mitzvahs. But the Miri here says, this means his vacation house. He went to somewhere, but he was no longer the king. He couldn't be the king when he had Saras. So he just went to his vacation house, finished. The Yosan ben HaMelech HaLavayis, and then his son had to take over. B'tekamer Beis HaChavshis, from the fact that it says, in the Freedom House, B'chal Dad Hashte Eved Havei. Now he was free. Smasher, up until now he was an Eved. What does that mean? Unbelievable statement. Rashi here says, but it's going to be in the Gemara soon. Look in the middle of the left side of Rashi. Mechad da'ad ashte eved hu disrarus avdasulo shemilav shemutal alav ol rabim. If you're a communal leader, you're not a leader. You're a servant. You're a public servant. That's what Rashi says here, based on the Gemara. Right? The king, once he's no longer a king, now he's free. Beforehand, he was an eved. That's how an Osik Betzarchei Tzibor has to feel. Kiha, where do you get this from also? Kiha, similarly, you have this discussion related to the following story. Kiha, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Avi Asli Besvinta, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, once going on a boat. Bahadi, Rabbi Gamliel, Havi Pita, Rabbi Gamliel had brought along bread with him. Bahadi, Rabbi Yeshua, Havi Pita Vesulta. Rabbi Yeshua had not only brought bread, he brought flour. Why? Because the bread might run out, or the bread might become moldy, and therefore he had flour to make new. Shalom Peter to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel finished his bread. Samech Hasudah to Rabbi Yeshua. So thank God, Rabbi Yeshua was there. So he relied. Rabbi Gamliel relied on the solas of Rabbi Yeshua. I guess this was when they were still friends, before the whole major fight between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Or maybe it was before, maybe it was afterwards, after they made shalom. Not sure. Amar lei miavid yadis da havi lan ikuba kulehai. How did you know that would be mu'ukav, would be stuck here so long to asa solsa? They also brought flour. How do you know? So Amar lei says to him, kochavecha l'shevim shana ole. Once every 70 years, there is a star that appears, umata es hasapanim. And he tricks the sailors. Meaning, many of the sailors, they tell where they are based on the stars. They figure out the stars and the constellations, right? And therefore, they tell him if it's a star that messes up the whole pattern, so everything will be messed up. Yamarti, Shemiyala, Viato, Sanu. So, Yeshua says, I don't know when the star is going to come up. Maybe it's going to be while we're on the boat. And therefore, I guess that's what happened. And therefore, they were on the boat longer, and that's why he brought extra provisions. Amar lei, says Rabbi Gamliel to him, Kokach biyadcha v'tahola v'sfina. You are such a wise person, and you're stuck here on a boat for parnasa reasons. You're the gadol hador. You should be sitting and learning the whole time. You have to be stuck on a boat getting parnasa. So Amar lei, acha atatama alai. You're worried, wondering about me. Tamasei tamidim sheishlacha v'yabasha. You have two students that also are unbelievable. Rabbi Elazar Chasma, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, sheyodin l'shar kama tipos ish bayam. They could figure out how many drops are in the sea. They could figure that out. They are so wise. Ve'elam pas lachol v'lo bega lobosh. And they don't have any bread or clothing. Sounds like Yaakov Avinu, this week's parsha. But not suddenly lachem lechol bega lobosh. Right? He says that they don't have anything. So, you're right, I might be wise, but they have wisdom. So, Nasan Daito L'Shim and Barosh. Rabbi Gamliel says, okay, fine, I'm going to go back, I'm going to give them a position, and therefore they're going to be able to get a salary, hopefully, based on that position. K'sha'Allah Shalach Lam Lobo, when he first sent to them, they did not come. Chazar V'Shalach Lobo, afterwards they came. Amar Lahem, and he says to them, K'medumen Aten Shesrarani Nosan Lachem. You think it's such a covid. You didn't want to come because, you don't want to take such a covid. Let me tell you something. Avdus Ani Nosan Lachem. I'm making you an Eved. I'm making you a public servant. Therefore, don't think, it's such a great, great thing. It's srara. No, you're becoming a servant. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, vayedabrei lov. This is the pasuk. Remember when Rechavam, after Shlomo died, Rechavam was becoming king, and Rechavam went to all the elders and asked, so what do you think I should do? How do you think my kingdom should be successful? And they told him, lower the taxes. And what did he do? He did just the opposite. And therefore, that's why his kingdom got split. There's a Canaan Tal Rechavim. If you're an Eved to these people, you listen to what they say, so then your kingdom will be successful. But if not, so then it's not going to be successful. Okay, so this is all about a king, and us either. It's all about Avdus. It's all about serving the people. It's all about serving the people. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we continue. Asher Nasi Yechta. That the Navi sins. So again, yes, on Amud Aleph, we said maybe you could throw the Im from the Kohen Gadol Parsha and put it to the Melech Parsha, but there's still a reason. Why did the Torah write it like this? Why did the Torah leave out the word Im? So Amr, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ashrei Hador, Shahanasi Shelo, maybe Karban al Shigagaso. The word Asher could also be learned as Ashrei, praised. Praised is the door that its king brings a Karban on its Shkaga. Praised is the door that they're bringing the gar. Im nasi shalom maybe karban, tsarech atalomer mao hedyot. If the king's bringing karbanis, so you have to even say about the hedyot, then everybody else, if the king's bringing a karban, so surely I can bring a karban. If he who is on so high admits his aveira, so surely I. If im al shigagaso maybe karban, and if he brings a karban even on his shogegs, tsarech atalomer mao zdono, so surely on the mezids, he and everyone else will bring karbanis. Many of the parshanim on Chumash talk about in this Gemara that I have from the Tali Oros, quotes from Yisrael Salanter. He says, what do you mean? What kind of schus for the door is it? Maz chusi l'dor if the king brings a shkaga. Ashrei ador, praiseworthy is the door. Ashrei melech, praise is the king. The king is so great. What do you mean praise is the door? So says Rav Yisrael Salanter, but remember, dera klal ha'adam ein aruch ovel la'atzmo. I never can see my own sins, my own faults. If I did something wrong, there's no way that I'm going to end up seeing it. Somebody else has to point it out to me. I need somebody else. I need a wife. I need a family. Right? Somebody else has got to point it out to me. That's why man is supposed to be married. Right? Ezer Kenegdo. Another part of Ezer Kenegdo. Where we point out faults to each other to make ourselves perfect. Right? So says the Rabbi Sol Salanter, Ula Ola Mosi Sad Schus. We always defend our actions. I didn't really do it. V'chulu. And therefore, Becholzos, if a Nasi is bringing a carbon, it must be that somebody out there told him. And he accepted it. Ashrei Hador. It's the generation around him that's praised because they must have been able to get through to this king, and then the king brings the raya. So Yoav and Noah, it's appropriate to say Ashrei Hador there. One pshat. Another pshat, the Gera Rebbe says, maybe it's a remez to David HaMelech. Remez to David HaMelech. What do you mean Ashrei Hador? Right? Isn't it better if the Gera Rebbe says if they have a king that doesn't do anything wrong, or he doesn't say it, but like the door of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Right, what does the Gemara say? They never had a rainbow. Oh, such a great dar. So here, wouldn't it be better if the leaders never sinned? He says, no. David was nichshal and did tshuva. And what did Chazal say? David shouldn't have sinned. Lo roi lo sochet. It was just because Meneshamayim Gormolo that he would sin, so to open up the pischei tshuva for all the later generations. So you see, shal nasi kazeh vadi tzarech lomar ashrei hador. Shal nasi maybe karban. Kibis chuso umikocho rabim oso tshuva. David HaMelech was mezakeh the rabim. So too here, he could be mezakeh the rabim. Mezakeh the rabim in doing tshuva. It didn't start off. Right, according to the first part of Yisrael Salanter, the dar motivated the king, and therefore the dar is praiseworthy, and therefore they were able to tell the king. The Gera Rebbe says the opposite. The dar gets praised because they are motivated, they follow the actions of the king. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Maskevla Rava Breda Rabba. Elameata, you're telling me that every time it says the word Asher, it means Ashrei. Elameata Dechsiv, Es Asher Chotem, and Akodesh, by the Isra Me'ila. It also uses the word Asher. So is that good? Yishalem. Ubi Yerva Menavat, Yeravam. One of those few that are on the list. Ein Lam Chedek Lolam Abba. Dechsiv Be Asher Chotem Asher Hechti. Hakadami Dashri Adaru. You want to say it's Asher? It's Ashrei. Gemara said, no, shiny hacha, the shiny krabi tibure. No, that's not saying every asher in the Torah. It just means here, in this parsha, it says the word im every time. Except here, it doesn't say the word im, it says asher. So here there's a change. That's why we darshan the word asher. Period. Dorash Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda. My dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean in Koheles? Yesh hevel asher nasa al haaretz v'gomer. That's hevel, there's nonsense on the world. If you look at the continuation of the pasuk talks about tzadik v'ra l'rosh v'tovlo. So the Gemara darshins, Ashrehem litzadikim shemagia aleihem kemaseya reshayim shalolam abav olam azeh. Praise to the tzadikim that get what's going to happen to reshayim and olam abav in olam azeh. Meaning reshayim and olam azeh are going to get punished. So therefore, tzadikim get punished in olam azeh. They don't have everything in olam azeh. It's tzadik v'ravo, so that in the future it's all going to be great. And the opposite, oy lohem l'rishoyim, woe to the wicked, shemagia aleihem kamasi ha-tzadikim shalom olam haba, ba'olam hazeh. The tzadikim in olam haba are going to have nachas ruach, so the rishoyim get that in olam hazeh, because Hashem's giving them their reward here, and that's praiseworthy. Both of those are ashrei. Amar Rava. So Rava says, right, and this is Is this the best? Although Sadiki Yachli Trey Almi Misani Lahu. What? It's so bad if Sadiqim would have good in this world and in the next world. It's so hated to you. What? It's Ashrei if they don't have it? El Amar Rav, Rav said no. Ashreyim le Sadiqim. Praiseworthy would be Sadiqim. Shemagi Aleim Kamasi Rishonim Shalom Mazeb Olam Azeb. Halavai, that Sadiqim, of course they're going to get great in the next world, but Halavai they should get in this world too? Oilahem le Rishonim. Rishonim, I agree with you. Shemagi Aleim Kamasi Sadiqim Shalom Azeb Olam Azeb. Rishonim, woe to Sadiqim. I'm sorry, that get, the what Sadiqim are supposed to get, Olam Azeb and Olam Azeb. Woe to Rishonim if they get that, because then they will be punished in both worlds. They'll be punished in both worlds then. Period. Fine. Rapapa Rafuna Bredu of Yeshua, Slakami de Rava. They came in front of Rava. Amar Lahu, Ukimtu, and Mesechta Plan, Mesechta's Plan. Rava says, no? Did you learn these Mesechtas? Did you learn such as a Mesechta? Amar Lahin, yes. We're ready. What do you mean we're ready? It's pretty, Gaivadik. So the Be'er Sheva says, no, it means because they had to learn certain Mesechtas before getting into certain yeshivas. Like learning Mishnayas before the Mesechta. So they had to learn the basics before coming into the yeshiva. That's what they said. Yes, we're ready to come into the yeshiva. And then he asked them, "Ias risu perta? Did you have a little money? You have a little riches? When you see, you could sit and learn a little bit." So I'm like, "In yes, we have a little business. The zavnan katina daara. We bought a little piece of land, and therefore we get some. We invested." Kari alayu. So he says about them, "Oh, ashrei amotadikim shemagi alim kamasi rishoyim shalom azeh b'olam azeh." Praiseworthy is you, that you could sit in, you don't have to work hard, so you have a little investment now, so you could then sit and learn. Period. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean? All these are said by the similar people. That's why this is brought here. My dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean? We have this in Nazir and Imsachim. Ki yisharam da'achi Hashem, tzadikim yachabam poshim yikashluvam. The ways of God are straight. Tzadikim will walk in them, and the poshim, those who are negligent, will stumble in them. Mashal Shnei Bnei Adam, what is this pasuk referring to? Two people. Shetzalu pischeim, two people that roasted their Karan Pesach. Echad tzol ach l'shem mitzvah. One person ate it, l'shem mitzvah. Ve'echad ach l'shem achila gasa. And one ate it, l'shem achila gasa. He was totally stuffed already, and he ate the Karan Pesach. Zesha achlu, meaning he was beyond al hasova. Al hasova means, we mentioned this when it came up, doesn't mean you have to eat the Karan Pesach after you're stuffed. It means the Karan Pesach has to make you stuffed. It makes you satiated. It's not like you are satiated and then you eat it. That's the Karan Pesach. That's Al Hasova. So the one who ate it, that's Shachol Hashem Mitzvah, Tzadikim Yachubam. The one who ate it, Hashem Mitzvah, that's the first half of the Pasuk. Tzadikim will walk in it. Zeshachol Hashem Achila Gasa, Poshim Mikash Tuvam. The one who ate it, Hashem Achila Gasa, is Poshim Mikash Tuvam. Fine. Amalei Beish Lakish, one second. Russia, Karislei. This guy's a Russia. If you ate it, Achila. Excuse me, Achila Gasa, and he did love it, Mitzvah, and a Muvchar. Pesach Milo Akachil, he didn't do the best. But you have to say, he didn't eat a carbon. He ate the Karan Pesach. So he ate Al-Shem Achila Gasa. How can you say that's not an Achila? So this puzzle has got to be referring to something else. Tosfos a Rush here, Tosfos in a few places elsewhere, in Nazir and elsewhere says, but what do you mean? The Gemara says elsewhere that if you eat Achila Gasa on Yom Kippur, you're Potter. So you see, it's not called an Achila. So how could the Gemara here assume it is an Achila? So Rabbeinu Tam says, two types of achila gasas. One type of achila gasa is you're full, but there's still room. There's always room for jello. Right? You can still have a little bit. You're full, but you know what? You can always have something else. That achila gasa is called an achila. The other type of achila gasa is if you eat anything more, you're going to get sick. You're going to throw up. That type of achila gasa is one that is not called an achila. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Shalashudis, Chachamein of Barosho, when I eat the second meal, I should make sure that I leave room on the winter Shabbosim that I don't come to eat achila gasa. Right? These in Yonah Diyoma, these Shabbosim, right? The Chachamein of Barosho. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen, Reish Tzadik Aleph in Hilchas Shalashudis. Anyway, getting back to what we're talking about, fourth wide line. So what's this pasuk referring to? Ela Mashal Shebedei Adam. It's a mashal of two people. They, two people, they each have their wife and their sister in their house with them. And it's a time period where there's no electricity, and wives and sisters sound similar. One of them, Baruch Hashem, is with his wife, and one of them, Rachmana Litzlan, ends up being with his sister. One's a tzaddik, one's a posheya. So Gemara says, well, what the Marshafer says, that's a posheya, it's nizdamna. Nizdamna, it just happened. So Marsha says, Kodesh Baruch Hu watches out for tzaddikim, and he protects them. Gemara says elsewhere also that the even tzaddik's animals might not eat something treif. Maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to. So Gemara says, how could that be? Me dummy. Anan kamin achada derech l'hacha shnei drachim. What do you mean? You say, we said one derech, tzadikim derech Hashem, the same derech. And here there's two drachim. There's a sister and a wife. So fine, Ella, this is it. Mashal lalod shei bedosav hein, bedosav is Lord and his daughters. Hein shen is kavan l'shei mitzvah tzadikim yelchu bam. Hush is kavan l'shei aveiru poshim yikashluvam. That's the same darach, the same act. The daughters were l'shem shemayim, and therefore they're tzadikim, and Lot was not. V'dimu hu nam l'shem mitzvah b'chavein. Had he know Lot was had terrible intentions, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol ha'pasuk hazeh l'shem aveiru ne'amar. Right, because the Chazal darshan every phrase in the pasuk by Lot was negative. Vayisa Lot, Lot lifted up his eyes to look at stone. Vatisa Eishes Adona Vesenaha. Right, it connects to the pasuk by Eishes Patufar. Esenav, Vayomer Shimshon Vachula, Osa Kachli Kiyasha Be'enai. Right, when Shimshon had a taiva for a woman. Vayar, Vayar Osa Shem Ben Chamor. As called Kikar HaYardain, Kibat Isha Zona Akikar Lachem Kikula Mashke. Every word is referring to something negative. Elcha Acharei Ma'ahava, Mash Kikula Mashke. Right, that phrase. El chachrei ma'avai nosei lachmiu meimait simri v'upishti shamnai v'shikuyai. Period. So you see, every phrase that Lot used, Chazal darshan negatively. Iva hamenis anis, wasn't he ba'ones? He was drunk. How could you blame Lot? Tana mishum Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Bar Rabbi Choni lama nakud al vav shebakuma. Why is there a dot on the word kuma in the Torah? When she got up, Shel Bechira, when the older daughter got up, Lo Malachah to teach me, She B'Shechvo Lo Yada. When he went to sleep, he didn't realize what happened. He was drunk. Avo Bekuma Yada. But when he got up, he realized what happened. My Hava Lemevid, My Dahava Havi, and what was his, when he got up, what can he do about it then? Nafgamina De La Planya Achrini Lo Boile Lemishte. He shouldn't have gotten drunk the next night. And from the fact that he got drunk the next night, it's Bashmi, he wasn't so upset about what happened. Just skip, I'll do a little more and then we'll come back. Darish Rabba, my dechsiv, ach nifsha mikirias oz, umidyanim kibriach armon. The rebellious brother that comes out from the strong city creates problems, kibriach machlokas, es ach nifsha mikirias oz, zelot shapirish me Abraham. The rebellious brother that's slow, that went away from Abraham. Umidyanim kibriach armon, shehitil midyanim bein Yisrael amon. His original actions started causing machlokas between Yisrael and Amon. Shenemar, lo yavo amoni umoavi, pikahal Hashem. Period. Darash Rabba, v'itema, Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsev, l'sava yivakish nifrad. The one who has taiva wants to be alone. K'b'chol tushia yizkala, and he'll be revealed in front of every wise person. L'tava yivakish nifrad zelot, different from Abraham. He was separated, and everybody knows, he wanted to be separate to involve himself in taiva. B'chol tushia yizkala, shen izgala, klonu about the kratias, about the midrashos. Everybody in the world knows about lotz averas, ditznana, moavi, asurin isurolam. Right, Amon and Moav are Aser Isser Olam. Period. Stop there for a second. I wanted to mention this. I forgot in the Parsha Shir a few weeks ago. I'll mention it now, but you can forget it by next year and use it. In the Hakdama, unbelievable story. We'll end with this. The Hakdama to Reb Moshe's Cheleches, right? The posthumous volume they put out from Reb Moshe. So there's a story brought there on page 15 that in Luban, Reb Moshe wanted to show, quoted this story to show what level the people were on in Luban, what level of Ruach HaKodesh, where he was a Rav in Europe. So he said this story. He says, one time Reb Moshe writes in Tuf Reish Pei Beis, that is, what is that, 1922, one of the Balabatim in his town in Luban got sick. And it was a terrible disease where the tongue of the man became huge. It's a huge tongue, and he couldn't swallow, he couldn't do it, he couldn't eat anything. So he was called, he wanted to speak to Reb Moshe. So he came, I mentioned this before, and he called Reb Moshe, and when Reb Moshe came to visit him, he told everybody else, leave. Everybody else, leave the room. I only want to speak to Reb Moshe. So Reb Moshe reminds us, it happened to him. Reb Moshe told us. And Reb Moshe came into the room, and the guy says, last week, we were talking about the story of Lot and his daughters in Parshas Vayera. And he spoke about them, Bederech Bizayin. Oh, how did they do such a thing? How is it terrible? And even they named their children Me'av, Moav, disgusting. And he says, the following night, two very old-looking women came to him in a dream. And they said, we are the Benos Lot. And let me tell you, You spoke about us, b'derech b'zayin, let us tell you. We thought we were the only ones left in the world. We acted l'shem shamayim. And you know what? You know why we named our kids Amon and Moav and Me'av? Because we knew that we could have said that we became pregnant from God. And we could have started another religion at that moment in history. But we didn't want anybody to think that, chas v'shalom, that there's no way they would have been with their father. So it must be that it's Christianity. It must be. So we dafka named them Amon and Moav, so that nobody thinks that this was a child born of God. And that's why we named it that. And chas v'shalom, you should think we did anything otherwise. But because you use your tongue to talk about you, us b'derech b'zayin, so your tongue, you're going to die a terrible disease to have your tongue become big, b'derech b'zayin. He told the story, he turned to the wall, and he died. That's what he told Rav Moshe, that story. Rav Moshe says these people are on the level of Ruach HaKodesh, that he would be held accountable for he spoke b'derech b'zayin, b'nos lot. That's the story of Benos Lot. Right, the Gemara here says they were active l'shem shamayim. That's right here, page 15 in the Hagdama to Arachayim Cheleches in Rav Moshe. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a good chodesh. Good chodesh, Be'er Hashem. We'll continue. We'll continue tomorrow. Again, a lot of big dafim here, but we'll try to get through them.